Steve Martin's dropped in. Hello, old mate. Haven't seen you for a while.
Good morning, Darren. Yeah, still been around.
Up and about. Now, we're talking about the Help Babies Learn project, which is being officially launched over at the East Devonport Early Learning Centre this Sunday, right?
That's correct, the East Devonport Child and Family Centre. It's a new program that our charity Toast for Kids has initiated. We started giving away books for babies about 3 to 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was basically books off the shelf. It was a Mem Fox book. What we decided to do is, because the research shows it is so important that babies are exposed to language, tones, facial expressions, the oohs and the ahs from day one of their lives, it helps grow their brain, helps connect all the neurons and sets them up for their primary school and later education, which is extremely important to break the intergenerational poverty that is experienced in our communities.
So this is a statewide project, isn't it?
This will be a statewide project. What we've done, we put an expression of interest out to Tasmanian creators and asked them to provide a storyline, an example of what they would think would be a Tasmanian-created book with a Tasmanian storyline that will be authored, illustrated by Tasmanians and printed in Tasmanian for Tasmanians.
Right.
So it'll be statewide. The book itself, we've been able to secure two prize-winning children book creators, and that's author Dr. Anne Morgan, who lives in Bruny Island, and Narelda Joy, who's the illustrationist, who lives in Sisters Beach.
Right.
They're coming up on Sunday to help with the launch and talk about their ideas, what they might be able to put in the book. There's a lot of process that goes into this because the book still needs to be peer-reviewed. We talk about concepts and there may be a hint of a counting game in the book as well. And it's all designed from 0 to 3 year olds. And it'll be available when published, free to all newborn families.
Right. So has the book been given a title yet or?
No, we're launching the project. We're launching the project to get the concept out into the community.
Okay, yeah.
Because we believe that it takes a community to raise a child, as the old cliche goes.
Mm.
So part of the project we've got to do is we've got to raise the funds to get the book printed as well.
Yeah, right.
So we're not only applying for grants, but we're also going to put it out there to the community if they'd like to get involved statewide and through a GoFundMe page, which we're launching on Sunday.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, as the old saying goes, from little things, big things grow, you know. So start somewhere and see how it goes and see what happens. Could be an absolute rip-roaring success that, who knows. Little things like this start off in small communities, and whether that be, you know, suburban cities or small towns, and then they get a bit of traction, then they become statewide, which this is now, and then, who knows, could be a national thing.
Oh, exactly. What we've found is that, look, there's some good programs out there for literacy, but Tasmanian literacy skills haven't improved over the last few decades.
Mm.
So they've remained the same, so there's something missing. We think from what the research that we've done is we've got to develop a culture of mums and dads and grandparents and friends and babysitters and carers sitting down and reading out aloud for 5 or 10 minutes every night to the child and keep them up with the language and the tones, etc., so their brain can develop in readiness for schools. Whilst these other programs are dealing with the current issue, we think Help Babies Learn will not only help create a culture, but will also invest in the next generation that we need to actually continue the work of building communities, to continue the work of research on disease and cures and feeding the world, etc. So we're preparing the next generation to take over the mantle, to take the baton and to continue on. Now, if only 50% of Tasmanians are literate, that can do daily reading and fill in forms, etc., well, there's 50% capacity we haven't tapped into.
Hmm. So who are you inviting to the launch on Sunday? Like, who's going to be there?
Well, we've got a representative from the Children's Book Council of Australia, the Tasmanian branch, coming along to have a talk. They're one of our partners, helping not only choose the author and illustrator.
Yeah.
We're doing it at the East Devonport Child and Family Centre because we've made sort of a tentative agreement statewide with them that they'll help distribute the book statewide.
Mm.
And we've got some parents and some children, young children coming along as well.
So that's at noon over there at the East Devonport Child and Family Centre.
Yes.
Which is Drew Street.
Which is 40 Drew Street on the northern side of East Devonport Primary School. And just as another thing, what we're also doing is we're dealing with Next Sense, which is used to be the Royal Blind and Deaf Society of Australia. We're creating a Braille and dyslexic font companion book, because it's the parents that we're reading to the child.
Mm.
So we want to make sure that
No one misses out.
That's an expensive undertaking because they have to be specially produced. And we're hoping that we're also going to capture those adults that do have low literacy skills that will be able to read out aloud to their child and grow with the child and grow their literacy skills at the same time.
Very good. Now, this follows on from the Toast for Kids. How's that going, that charity?
Oh, it's going great. We've got a charity gala tomorrow night,
yep.
And it has been sold out for 2 weeks. Now, it's the first time we've had it at the Parentapple Centre. We've had it a few years at the Providore Place, which was successful, but now we've outgrown that, and we've got a full house tomorrow night, and it'll be rocking with the collection and guest artist Brett Budgeon.
Okay. Right, now, for people who want to get more information about the Help Babies Learn or Toast for Kids, just contact you. What's the best way to get in contact with you?
Well, basically, I can give you my phone number, or you can go through the Toast for Kids Charity Inc. Facebook page.
That's probably the best, because I don't like reading out phone numbers because people are driving and it's like,
yep.
Toast for Kids Charity Inc. on Facebook.
On Facebook. You can message me there, and pretty much there's that'll be the best way to contact me.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Darren.
All right. Steve Martin.